fine. Now, I don't want to say the dreaded, but the time has come again this year where the junior and leaving cert exams take place. They start tomorrow, June 3rd. More than 60,000 students across the country are preparing for their leaving cert, which starts tomorrow, as does the junior cert. English Paper 1 is first up in the leaving cert, which runs until the 23rd of this month. And I believe the junior cert is around, I think I want to say, Monday 15th of June is when the junior cert exams finish up. Moira Horgan, CEO of Turn to Me, which provides online counselling services and support, joins me on the line now. Moira, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Morning, Hannah. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Again, the junior cert and leaving cert, the exams begin tomorrow, and I can imagine, you know, the stress is high, the anxiety is probably high for a lot of students. Those kind of emotions are probably very high the past week or so for many.
Absolutely, and even when you were talking about those 60,000 students doing their English Paper 1 tomorrow, I had flashbacks. Now, it's been quite a while since I've done my leaving cert, I can tell you. But just that nervous feeling, and I'm going to actually, instead of the word anxiety, because we use that a lot, I think, it's important. Language does matter. And I think a lot of people are feeling maybe very nervous, and it feels like anxiety. And what I would say to both the students, the junior and the leaving cert students, and also the parents, who I suspect are listening as well and are feeling nervous too, is just taking a breath. It's going to be okay. This will pass. You know, all the work has been done. You know, all you can do is try your best and really focus on it day by day. And the big thing is getting out of your head, not catastrophizing, you know, what the future might hold, just taking it day by day. And I know that's very easy for me to say, somebody who did the leaving cert a very, very long time ago. But it's a very nervy time for those 60,000 students out there. But there are tips and tricks that can really definitely help them through this journey.
Of course. And I think that the main point is really take it day by day. Again, you're doing kind of the main exams, one or two every day, and it is so hard to get ahead of yourself and start catastrophizing and, you know, expecting the worst, maybe for the exam that you're least looking forward to, which might not start until next week, even the week after. As you were saying, there have been so many tips and tricks for students and parents and those supporting them over the years. What would be the main ones, especially for now? I mean, tonight is kind of the last night really before all the exams start.
It is, and it comes back to basics, really. Sleep, if you can get a good night's sleep, and I think that's for, doesn't matter what age you are, what you're going through in life, if you can get a good night's sleep, that will really set you up for tomorrow. Eat well, you know, nutritious food, don't be on those Red Bulls tonight, that will not help you sleep. So just, you know, eat good nutritious food, maybe a treat if you feel like a bit of chocolate after dinner. Stay hydrated. That's really, really important as well. When we, you know, get nervous, when we get those feelings of anxiety, we can get a bit dehydrated. And plan your morning. A big thing is, you know, kind of walk through the morning. What do I need? What's packed in my bag? You know, what will set me up for an easy morning tomorrow where I can just focus on the exam? So that's the fundamentals. There's a couple of other things as well. And I think, you know, at Turn to Me, we offer free mental health supports to anybody over 18. We work with adults, but we do have a lot of, you know, young adults coming to us talking about feelings of anxiety and stress. So we often do some simple grounding techniques, if I can give you a few, Hannah, if that's okay.
Of course, absolutely.
Great. So a very simple one, and one I'm even doing now, is I find if I'm even in an interview or doing something like this, or, you know, if the young people are doing their exams tomorrow, really getting your feet on the floor. If you find that you're kind of catastrophizing a little bit in the exam, or your mind is racing, just plant your 2 feet firmly on the floor, feel the ground beneath you, and just hold that, like really dig into the ground with your feet just for a couple of seconds. And that brings you back into the room, back into your body. So that's one thing. Even before the exam, when you've got all that nervous energy, you know how our bodies can get very, very nervy. A couple of jumping jacks. I know it looks ridiculous, but do it in the privacy of your own bedroom. A couple of jumping jacks, or even shake off your hands, shake off your legs. That can get rid of the stress from your body as well. A couple of good techniques as well, maybe when you wake up and you're feeling that little knot in your stomach, even just patting your stomach, wherever you feel that stress or nerves in your body, just kind of patting it, it's going to be okay. And then a couple of grounding techniques. The 5-4-3-2 one's a great one. You know, what's five things you can see around your bedroom? What's four things you can touch, like the chair beneath you, your jumper? What's three things you can hear? Maybe it's the sound of the coffee machine or the birds outside, or maybe your own stomach rumbling. Two things you can smell, and then one thing you can taste. Maybe it's the toothpaste in your mouth if you've just brushed your teeth. So it just brings you back into your body, into the senses, and just helps you stay grounded. Mm. A quick one as well is always cold water shock is great. Even getting an ice cube, putting on the back of your neck, that kind of gets you out of your head a little bit. So there are things you can do, but the simplest one that you can do when you're in the exam is ground those feet on the floor, and even three slow breaths through the nose, out through the mouth, and you're going to be okay.
It is really about kind of the senses and bringing yourself back into the present moment, because again, especially when people can feel there's so many things going on, they're like, I need to prepare for this, I need to have this ready. It feels like a never-ending cycle of, okay, I'm done this, but I need to jump on to straight to the next thing. Whereas when you're in the exam, again, it's easier said than done. And oh, I really do feel for the students who are feeling really nervous for tomorrow. But again, in terms of what they can do there in that moment is just settle themselves in, 2 feet on the ground. But also, we mentioned the parents, and they're probably as nervous. For I remember speaking to my parents about the Leaving Cert exams only recently, and they said that they were more nervous than I was for them. Which you don't even think about, because you're thinking these are my exams. But the parents can feel just as nervous and worried.
Oh my gosh, even more so.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they can't sit the exam for you. So, I mean, for the parents as well, all those techniques are the same. But, you know, it's just to be there, to be supportive, you know that, you know, when your child comes back maybe from the first exam, they might be happy, they might be sad, they might be disappointed. Okay, we brushed that off, it's done, now on to the next one. But taking that break, even having a family dinner together, or just a couple of breathing techniques together is great. You know, I know some parents who meditate, and that can be like a 3-minute meditation. You can find them on YouTube. You know, if you just put in a meditation, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, do it with your child. That's a great way just to settle the nerves for both of you. And then just kind of focusing, going, okay, that's done. On to the next one. What do I need to do to prepare tomorrow? And a good night's sleep for both you as the parent and for your kids, you know, is really, really important. So kind of role modeling that behavior that it's okay to take breaks. A short 10-minute walk, 10 minutes not studying, instead getting out in the fresh air, won't make a huge difference at the end of the day. Mm. So, you know, bringing them out for a walk, even around the block, just to kind of go, let's just take a breath, okay? That one's done, on to the next thing. So if they see that you're quite calm, even if it's on the outside, you know, that energy translates very much so. So, you know, kind of role model that behavior of, hey, let's just take a break. Let's walk around the block. Let's just have a cup of tea together, talk about the day and what can we do to set us up for success tomorrow. And parents, go easy on yourself. It's hard. It's really stressful.
And now for students listening, we understand a lot of the junior cert and leaving cert students are probably at home now or wherever they are, maybe in the library studying. For them, what would be the next, I suppose, or the best piece of advice that they should really take on board for the next 24 hours that will hopefully stand with them now for the next 2 weeks of the exams?
Take it day by day, minute by minute. Everything's going to be okay. It really, really will. This, you know, it is a big deal. Nerves are normal. I think I would really say that to anybody listening. It is okay to feel nervous. You've worked really hard for this. So, of course, nerves are okay. Embrace the nerves. That's going to be okay. But just do your best. That's all you can do. And just go easy on yourself. My biggest tip to any parent or child going through it, either junior cert or young adults going through the leaving cert, be compassionate to yourself. That inner critic can be, in stressful times, our inner critics can really go crazy. Mm. So I would just say, talk to yourself with kindness. Just go, I'm doing my best. I can only do my best. And that's really all you can do. So just go easy on yourself. That would be my biggest advice to anybody listening.
Moira, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning to give that advice for those doing the state examinations, which begin tomorrow. That is Moira Horgan, CEO of Turn to Me, which provides online support and counselling for those over the age of 18, and particularly during, you know, stressful and nerve-wracking times like these. Moira, thank you again for joining us on the show. And do let us know if you have any family members taking part in the junior or leaving